Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment, Serial Data, and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have two of your favorites, Brandy and Julie. Julie and Brandy. I never know which name to say first. I don't know if that's like a weird thing with you guys.
We usually do Julie and Brandy first just because Julie is the bigger star.
Oh, okay.
And funnier.
All right.
But bigger. People Julie all, and Brandy. They okay. always get it mixed up.
Okay.
People think Brandy is like a dykey name to the end of time.
Oh, okay.
They really do. I think they think of Julie's as blondes, even though I'm not blonde anymore. But I always say like Julie Jewish, Brandy bitch. When we first meet
Got
people,
it.
Try to make them remember, but they always mix it up.
Okay.
Always.
Great. Also, I wanted to say there's been some controversy with some of the listeners, some of the YouTube watchers that say they don't like hearing Annie's laughter in the back.
How
but
dare they?
99%
what?
Say they like it. They want to give her the freedom to laugh freely and that it does not throw them off. And so, sorry, everybody. She's going to laugh when she feels she wants to laugh.
Do you like it, Heather?
I like it, but I didn't want people to think that I was like she was pushing her laughter like, you know,
yeah.
I had to get
she has
laugh.
An applause button.
Yeah, like I'm like a sad clown that well, like has to like get enough laughter.
Wendy Williams has admitted that she did that on her radio show. She'd like bring in three interns and then they'd stand there and then she would just try to like make she probably didn't tell them to laugh, but she would try to make them laugh.
Well, I did not tell her to laugh, and if she doesn't laugh, it's fine. And if she laughs a lot, it's fine.
They also hated hearing Peter, didn't they? Peter laughing?
Actually, nobody hated hearing Peter.
Oh, they didn't?
I think that's because Sexist. Women are just afraid of men too. So they didn't want to piss off Peter.
Well, as a
they
person,
can be mean to a little, you know, newbie.
We love it.
Yes, it's your personal liberty, sister. As a person who also gets a lot of shit for my laugh.
Okay.
You know, I just want to say we need to be free to laugh. Like we can't help it.
I mean,
it's just coming out. You know what I'm saying? It's America.
What the world
I'm an American.
Needs more is laughter.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's a real song. Well, we have lots of stuff to go over. Are you aware that the number one show on Netflix is Selling Sunset? I call it Barbies Selling Real Estate Playhouses. It is, and this poster is so amazing because they're all wearing pink and they're all on it. And the thing is, it's all the same type of home in LA. It's all the modern, new modern houses. And I noticed, and I have not watched this entire season. I'm familiar with all the characters. But it is definitely just turned into more of a Real Housewives type of story. It has like nothing to do with real estate anymore. It's
nothing.
Just girls being bitchy, excluding people, having parties, wearing cute outfits and teetering on heels. And your thoughts?
Well, I did notice that the houses were all the same and that really started to bug because you kind of want just like a variation. I'm like, is this all the same house here? I'm losing track of this like wood everywhere or whatever. But
modern, high ceilings, lots of windows onto the valley of the Hollywood, a bachelor paradise.
I love
There's
this.
A fireplace. Oh. Wait a minute. Sit down for a second. Sit right here. Are you on Raya? I am. Like literally the same thing every time. Like,
I have an empanada company. Where are these empanadas that M has been selling? And what about, and the guy had a mezcal company.
I feel like I am shook to the core that this is, you're saying this is number one on Netflix.
Yes.
I find that it's more like, as I kept having to tell Julie, who was very upset by it. I don't know if she was triggered. I don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like Housewives, and she was upset because for some reason, the Housewives, it's so much more like Vegas sexy than the Housewives. Like, I mean, there's just something about the way they dress.
It's a head flick away from, and I don't know how, what other words say, from watching porn. Like,
I would like to know how many of these girls or which one does not have a prescription to Adderall? Because they are
so skinny.
Very thin.
Wow.
Very, very thin.
So thin.
And yeah, the outfits, I mean, my God, I feel enormous giant watching this show.
Oh, and like when the girl slowly walked in the thong into the pool and she was just like this long, thin, I was like, oh my God.
Yes.
And at one point they're walking down the street and someone's in like a pillbox hat. I'm like, what the? Like craziest outfit.
And that's what I think is adding to the excitement of the show, because it's like everything's just, you know, exploded like 12 times over. They've gotten skinnier. The outfits have gotten tinier, gotten more ridiculous. And then, you know, and then this drama of like not liking each other, not inviting Christine to Heather Ray's wedding and all, you know, or not wedding, but like the baby, the bridal showers and stuff like that. That's what I'm kind of watching right now. And
maybe if it was more like if there was one patsy on it, like from I've Been in an Absolutely Fabulous K-Hole. Have you watched that show?
No.
Oh, it's a British sitcom from the 90s into the 2000s. It's incredible. It's amazing. Everybody should watch it.
What's it called?
Absolutely Fabulous.
Oh, no.
Yeah, of course.
I thought you just said Patsy and the Cripple. I was like, no, of course.
Patsy and the Cripple.
Absolutely Fabulous is the best show ever.
Ever.
Especially from the like 20 years ago versions. Yeah, yes.
Right. But this, if they just went a little further, they could be like more like a like Patsy, and they would be fashion. They'd be crazy, but they would be at least be doing drugs and smoking and drunk.
Yeah, they
and
don't have
over.
One drunk.
There's no.
They don't have one
it's
messy.
Like, you're not messy at all.
Oh, there's no mess.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
My favorite scene from Absolutely Fabulous is that the one girl's daughter was getting married, and she was like the opposite of her mother. Like she was a good girl. She was like a down to earth person.
Sappy.
And the day before the wedding, the two of them walked in while she was sleeping and tried to wax her mustache.
It's never ending. They're doing like bumps of drugs and then doing each other's Botox and then they paralyze each other and it never stops. It's so good.
But that is a comedic sketch, you know, of sitcom. And like this is just, look, I still, it's just like lay down, just like watch it.
Yeah.
It's the one thing that, you know, if you are down on LA and you live here and you think it's disgusting and dirty and depressing, you can watch this. And from the hills of Hollywood, the city looks absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
That's
stunning.
True.
And it may remind you of why you're paying these taxes and why you're here. It's
That's
just
true.
Watching this show. And but there's a couple things going on.
I do just want to say, I feel like the issue, like Julie said, one, there's no one messy. There's no foil. There's no like random, like fluffy one who comes in and is like, hey, guys, like Dina, remember from not that she's that fluffy, but,
from
you know,
New
from.
But no, in this scenario, if I walked in there, I'd stomp on one and would kill it.
Yeah.
You know, you need one.
I think it's more like Laguna Beach. Or
well,
the hills.
Well, it's
that's,
the same
that's
producer,
the energy.
Too.
Oh, so, and you can tell.
Yeah.
So, you know, they sit down and then they get a text and it's like, ask her about Heather Ray or whatever her name is. And so then they ask awkwardly. And so we're just so used to like more of a Bravo. They do it so well.
Right. Well,
so
this is very, very scripted and fake. Well, first, I just want to say before I forget, the second most popular show right now on Netflix is, what's his name? William Gracie?
Gacy.
Gacy.
The Clown Killer?
The Clown Killer. He was a man who...
William H. Gacy.
William H.
Wait. William H. Gacy's
he's
an actor.
He's the one who didn't go to jail for
Gacy.
Doing the thing.
No.
John
no.
Wayne?
Oh, John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy was a closeted gay man who was married and was gay, and he would take boys and, you know, back then there was no like way to track your son or anything. Anyway, he was a serial killer of young men. He tortured them. He raped them. And then he'd shove their bodies. This also has to do with real estate in his crawl hole. He had 26 bodies under his house that the cops eventually found.
How did that not smell to high heaven?
It did. That's how they found out.
And the wife
Like he was because such a narcissist and so confident that like no one had caught him that he saw the cops were following. And at one point he said to the cops, come by my house. And the cop came in right away and could smell. I mean, I don't know what a rotting body smells like because I'm not a cop, but I assume they can smell. And so anyway,
did he dress like a clown?
Yeah, he's the clown.
At one time, he wasn't, but that's not how he lured anybody.
Oh, okay.
At one time, he was just a clown who would, like, go to hospitals and stuff. And so, because I thought that. I was like, oh, isn't that the one that would, like, go to parties as a clown and like kid, like in my mind, kidnap kids. No, it was boys, but young men, like, you know, 16 to like 25, that he would say, "Oh, work at my construction company and you'll get paid a really good salary," like at the time, you know, doubled minimum wage, to paint a fence. And so the drifter kid or whatever would be like, "All right," and then jump in this normal looking guy's car to go paint a fence. And then, you know, end up in the crawl space. So anyway, just interesting that number one and number two do have to do with real estate topics, two different kinds. But anyway, okay, let's get into a couple of the things that are going on with these girls right now. So Emma is pretty new to the show. She was introduced last season. She's Christine's nemesis because they were both engaged to the same guy. She mentioned on one of the episodes, I was matched with Ben Affleck on Raya.
Yeah.
He has since said, no, that's not true. She went on like Nightly Pop and said, oh my God, this was blown out of proportion by the media. But she did say that she's not denying that they matched up, but she said it was in 2019, so it was before he and J-Lo reconnected. But he said they never matched up before. Look, we know these guys are on these sites.
He asked her to get coffee. There's no way she said that.
What's the problem?
She said, he was like, let's get coffee. And she just like politely declined. She even showed the other girl, Trishelle, or whatever her name is.
When they were looking through the bachelor's house that someone was going to sell.
No, this girl's going to buy. Emma's going to buy for her parents.
I mean, I believe it. Look who Ben Affleck was dating. He was dating like
1,000
really young girls, nannies and young models and like, you know, like young actresses. And he was with the one girl that was in that awful movie that I talked about, Deep Water, that was so bad. He was just in a movie that I was so excited for. And it was the worst. That was not a hit on Netflix.
Supposed to be like The Abyss, right?
No, Deep Water was he got this young wife and he was such a loser because he's a little older than her, even though he's Ben Affleck and he was like an engineer or something, that he had to just let her screw anybody new that moved into town. So she was like, he would get jealous and then kill her lovers. And then she moved on to other people. So it sounded like the preview sounded like something I was so excited. I had the whole family sit down for it.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, my God. And it was just one of those movies that was just really just, you're like, this movie sucks. It just is a shitty movie. But anyway, kind of funny, though, that her show is number one and his was not. Anyway.
Yeah, and I believe it 1,000%. Plus, she also showed Chriselle another guy who messaged her. And I was just like,
who was that?
I'm like, was it like, Tori Spelling's brother?
Definitely Matthew Perry.
Okay, yeah.
Has already been caught like messaging people and stuff.
Well, it's like, why are you on these sites if you don't want to get – they're not private. If you're going to message someone back and forth on a dating site or app,
It's a thing for celebrities.
Yeah, right. And you're on it. So what are you pretending like you're not on it for? I don't get it.
Yeah. Okay, then also there's rumors that Chriselle, Julie, I hate to always have like a lesbian topic for you, but there is this girl, she's a singer in Australia. What is her name?
Are they doing here, producing her next single? Like, I don't understand what they would have.
Anyway, people have recognize that they're friends, that they like each other's stuff, that they do a little... Her name's G Flip.
Hey
from
guys,
Australia.
It's me, G Flip. How are you? Here I am with my new friend Trishelle. We're gonna just look at songs and stuff and have some fun times.
Julie calls her Trishelle because she can't.
What's
stop.
Her name?
Trishelle.
And I were just hanging out, just as buds, just friends.
I believe it. You know why? Because she's supposed to be dating one of the twin.
Right. Well, they broke up.
Oh, right. Because he wanted. Well, he is giving me a super butch les vibe. Both those twins are.
Oh, you think they identify more as little lesbians?
I think, yeah.
I call them the tiny twins.
Yeah, I think if you're going to be interested in one of the tan tiny twins, tiny tot twins, you could go les because they are they're kind of like butch leses, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a little bald. Lesy, like they're controlling.
Well,
yeah.
So she was with Jason. They since broke up, and it sounds like from everything I've seen that it was really kind of him breaking up with her. It came down to he is like, I don't want kids, you know? And the other brother, Brett, his girlfriend's seen in a few of the seasons, and she's kind of like this, again, a thin, pretty girl, but like very tatted up. But you don't really see her. Cool. She must not be in real estate. But she's not heavily featured, but she got to go to Greece with them when they were like out as a couple.
And they seem like they're in love.
Yeah.
I would like to see her.
Who, Chrishell and...
No, I mean the tat.
Yeah,
and
they're
the,
like a real couple. And then, and I do think Jason and Chrishell were. I just don't believe that it was fake. It just didn't last forever. And then...
Well, she was gold digging for the child. Like, I think she was a, like, I have to get this child.
Well, I think...
And he was not
I think when you're with someone at that age and it's just like, we're going down that route and they are defiant in saying, I don't want to have a kid. And that's something that you're not negotiable on. Like...
Yeah.
So, I think she just like moved, you know, I think, but it sounded like he kind of broke up with her. But people think this because she also stated, or she did a story or something, like going to Australia for the first time with like a koala bear.
So she went to visit G Trip.
Or it's plant, it's happening.
G Flip.
It's happening.
G Flip's new
single is called Gay For Me. Yeah. Oh, I love that song, guys.
Turn gay for me, guys.
Gay for me. I'm not gay for you, I'm gay for me.
No,
I love that
they
song.
Turn gay for her. She's not being gay for herself. Oh. She's saying, you're gay for me,
oh, gross.
Baby.
G-Lip, cut the shit.
This will make Julie
just
upset.
Stop it.
Anyway,
I can't stand that.
We don't know what,
I like it.
What it is, but they clearly know each other and are friendly. How friendly?
I'm upset that she gets to go to and hold a koala. We went to Australia the week that mm-hmm. Tom and Rita showed up with COVID.
Yes.
Was the day we left.
Yes.
We
okay.
basically took COVID to Australia, dropped it off, and came home.
Uh-huh.
We didn't get to touch a koala.
They wouldn't even let us. And we were at the thing with the koalas. And
because
they were like,
of COVID?
No, because they said you care not a lot. It's against the law.
Because you're gay.
Oh, yes. That, they said.
They didn't want you. They were afraid that you were going to turn a koala gay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. Just so homophobic there.
Semites.
Yeah, and they were like, and we can't, Jews definitely don't touch koalas. So I was like,
apparently we don't know G Flip. She has all the connections to hold koalas.
They literally told us it was against the law in Australia to touch a koala.
Oh, well then I believe that that's true. Why are you acting like it's about you?
Because Trishelle got to touch the koala.
No, she hasn't gotten there yet. She just, she did like a, just a cartoon of a koala.
Okay.
She wasn't holding an actual
koala.
Okay. No,
okay,
like,
fine.
Just like, okay. I'm excited to go. Like, give me your Rex for when I go.
Good for her. She's lucky that she gets to go there.
Oh, I love this
amazing.
For her. I
but
love
if
this
we,
for her.
If there is a photo of her holding a koala, get ready for people to freak out. Speaking of COVID, so Christine, who is the villainess and the most, probably the most famous one, she, of the show, they had an actual reunion, just like the Housewives, where they all dressed up and went, and which I think is a great idea. Why wouldn't you do this? And because it is so like Housewives-y and not really million-dollar listing-y. Anyway, she unfortunately could not come. Her rep said she has COVID. Now, another girl tested positive for COVID, and she did it on Zoom. So they're like, well, why didn't she offer to do it on Zoom? Well, does she not want to do it because they're all hate her and everything, and she comes off kind of awful? But then she was seen in doing a photo shoot with cameramen and around, laying on two lounge chairs next to our girl, Melissa Gorga. Ugh. I don't know what it was for, but so, you know, what's the deal? Now, here's the thing. Have you guys felt any weird, like, a little bit of sadness remembering this time, like 2 years ago, when you didn't have to do anything but drink wine at 3 o'clock? Like, we're never ever gonna have that time back. Not that I want it back. Relax, everybody.
Oh,
but
you
there
mean
was
in 2020?
The 2020, like the first 6 weeks, you know, where it was like we thought it was gonna end soon, but we were kind of enjoying just that time. And like, oh, you know, we're doing like that. And now the new thing is too, is like, at least you could say, I have COVID. I have to, you know, even with this, some of the comments were like, well, the CDC says now you don't have to quarantine for 10 days after testing positive. You don't. Or it's only 5 days or it's only 3. I don't know what it changes every day. So it's like people now that, you know, are going to have to go back to saying I have the stomach flu.
Yeah.
They can't say they have COVID. Mm-hmm. And it's like, anyone with the stomach flu, I'm like, well, I'm not going to catch it. Like, why can't I still come over?
So, and I love that she's on the lounge chair with Melissa Gorga.
Yeah.
So she came back from having a baby, right?
Yes.
I do feel kind of bad that she, because it's not easy to come back, have a baby. Mm-hmm. I mean, she could be in some kind of I was kind of for her. I was kind of into it. I don't believe that storyline that she offered someone $5,000. She said it wasn't
What
true.
Is that storyline?
So the other one we just saw, Emma.
Yeah.
The thin one with the Ben Affleck. God, that body.
The so thin she, one, they're all thin.
Oh, she was she she's literally probably the thinnest. Gets into a bikini and goes into the water, and I was like, is that air and wind getting into it? It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
She just looked like this long, tall ballerina. So, yeah. So she said they're like nemesises, and she said that Emma said that this girl, Christine, offered a client $5,000 to leave Emma and go with her. And then all the tiny twins got upset. The whole, you know, firm got all upset. And she was on social media from the get being like, it's not true. It's a lie. And that's why she doesn't want to show up to anything because she feels ambushed. And she's like, I didn't do that. So unless maybe they had receipts, which they would clearly bring out whether she was there or not, they would need to bring out the receipts of the $5,000 offer. You know,
well, that's such a weird thing because, first of all, you know, I've been in real estate. And there is a weird thing about stealing clients. If you don't have a contract with a listing and you're just showing somebody, it's if you show them the house they buy, that's it. That is who gets the commission. Okay. And so, you know, there'd be times like I remember this one time this friend of mine like walked into my listing with her broker. And I was like, what the hell are you doing? Like, why were, first of all, working with this other woman? And I feel like sometimes people just don't understand like the loyalty thing. They're like, oh, you'd like to show me a house? Great. They don't get that. Like, unless you buy through me, this whole day was a waste of my life. Okay. So I called her and I was like, well, do you want to like, what are you doing? Oh, I just met this woman, whatever. And I was like, okay, well, let me know if you know, want to work with me going forward, like, because I've showed you stuff before, right? So I was kind of the broker called me and she was like, how dare you? You called my client. And I'm like, I know, but I've known her for a really long time. So it's very like a shady kind of a thing, but I've never heard of anyone like offering real dollars.
We saw some, and I don't know if it was Million Dollar Listing or what, but we saw some show where it was a thing of like, there's a thing in LA, and I don't know if it's everywhere else, but there's a thing in LA where you have to be very, very careful about stealing other. It's an unwritten rule. Like, you steal.
No, it's bad because it's bad reputation. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, definitely, I was kind of early in the business. And so then I was like, you know what? You're right. Like, I'll never do that again because I wouldn't like it if someone did it to me. And the other part of it is that, you know, there's been other times where people will say, you know, no, you're in great hands. Stick with that person. Because it's just not worth it to then have like a beef with this other realtor for the rest of your life. I found this PR company sent this to me about which selling sunset agent actually makes the most on the show.
That's good.
And it was Christine is number one.
Oh.
And let me see who's number
one. So she wouldn't need to do this thing with the 5,000.
No, it doesn't make any sense. I think Chriselle is like up there.
Really?
Towards the bottom is Davina. Mary's like in the middle based on their listings that they actually had in their commissions. But I don't know how accurate this really is, but it kind of makes sense.
She seemed like she got that huge one, the Israeli that moved to Miami.
No, she didn't. She doesn't do that. But they still all do really well.
So they're real real estate. They're real.
They are all real real estate. There's just kind of a question of like, the houses that we see, are them just going to a showing or is it the really real listing? Because I think, you know, it has aesthetically, it like has to be that way and the people have to be okay with it being shown. And I think it's just easier for a shooting schedule. Like, let's find a bunch of pretty houses and then you just meet me there in your platforms and we teeter around and talk about how you weren't invited to the baby shower.
Yeah, and pretend you're going to buy this for someone or your friend from high school is in tech now and he might buy this, but he's not going to.
Heather Rae Young is who married the flipping out guy.
Right?
Not flipping out. What is flip or flop? Tarek. And I follow her and I mean, she posts so much about her wedding, her love. I can't believe, like, these long, like, beyond, right? So she threw up a reel the other day of never-be-seen footage of her wedding again. Like, but it was, like, a one little thing of her, Tarek being like, guys who know that I like nice things. And damn! And then it's, like, her smiling. And anyway, it's cute. Like, I'm happy they're happy, okay? But I was like... And she goes, 6 months of being a wifey. And I was like, oh my God. And all I thought about is like, what's going to happen when we're at 3/4 of a year? We're going to have to see another unseen footage reel.
Like 7.5 months of being a wifey.
Yeah. Right. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like I've been on this road for 22 years. Shut the fuck up. So anyway, I wrote a comment.
Okay.
And I wrote, can't wait for the wedding reel celebration of 3/4 of a year anniversary. Congrats. Well, look, I still follow her. She's got the number one show on Netflix. She can show her wedding dress as much as she freaking wants.
Did like, she reply or just Ziza Neo? Who said
she didn't reply, but I did get, you know, a handful of likes. Whatever.
Well, I have to say that wedding, and I mean, I don't know what you guys thought, but I was really not here.
Did they show the wedding on Selling Sunset? Okay. Yeah. I haven't gone to that part.
It's like, is it the finale?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it's during the day,
right?
Okay, and it's at the beach. Right? Is it at the beach or is it like a ball?
I think it is at the beach, some sort of water situation, yeah.
It's like, I really cannot describe what the guests were wearing. Like, it was like a nighttime Vegas wedding. And we're talking about in Malibu. And I'm talking about everyone, Heather, to the point.
So everyone had like the really short, sparkly lace, tight dresses, cut out,
silken looking, like sateen.
Yes.
Just like, it was unbelievable. I was like, this wedding I have never seen. Not one person, and thank God not one person said, you know what, daytime wedding by the beach, I'm obviously going to go bohemian here.
Yeah.
Thank God, because they would have looked like a monster. Like, yeah. get the Mormon out of here.
The men were all in black tuxedos, right?
Oh, solid black. He's wearing solid black, Tariq or whatever.
Yeah, Tariq.
Black,
yeah.
black, everything. And it's like, they're at the beach, it's during the day. It's not a nighttime wedding. Like, I could imagine like Vegas slutty tone. At night, because you're like black tie, you might just interpret it like hooker, but it wasn't black tie and it was during the day. And it just, I mean, you have to just see, like, really look at just the crowd and just see what you think. I mean, maybe you guys would
okay.
Like
I'm going to a beach wedding, not this weekend, but next in Puerto Vallarta. And I did purchase a turquoise dress that's long, but it's fitted. It's better than a maxi, but it's not a black tie look.
Well, you hate a maxi.
I think it could be perfect.
What material is it?
It's like a little bit of a structured material, but it's not really flowy. It's like structured, but it's not black tie. You know what I mean? It's like long and it's
like
put
a little
together.
Casual.
A little more casual than black tie, but not as casual as a maxi. Not as casual as like just going to the beach because you're on a beach vacation, long dress. It's upscale. It's like fitted. It's like, you know,
tight
waist.
Well, I think upscale is fine. It's not black. And it's not
black and it's not shiny and it's not
sequence. Right.
And
I
it's not super high heels and the whole thing.
So what kind of shoes are you going to wear?
I got a Steve Madden wedge that actually has crystals across the toe. It's a very good shoe. I think everyone should go purchase it.
It's like a beach.
It's
a beach
show.
Like a
it's a dress-up beach. It's like the perfect combination because it's a wedge, but it's a little more glam.
Then that's perfect for you because anyone who knows you hate a baggy dress moment.
Yeah.
You don't want a lot of material flowing and bugging up the legs and the figure. It's perfect.
But I also didn't want to wear like a cocktail short mini dress because I'm like, I've done that look so many times and I just want to glam it up. Well, anyway, moving on to the Kardashians.
So good.
So are you familiar what's going on? I've got so much about the case. I had a juicy scooper on the ground that went to the trial.
Whoa.
And I just talked to him for an hour.
Shout
out to Stephen Mango.
Shout out, Stephen.
I don't know, in L.A. somewhere. He's not too far from his house. Okay. He got in. I'm like, how did you get in? I kind of feel like I'm the only one talking about this trial. Like, I don't feel like people care that much that Blac Chyna is suing them for about $150,000. It's like
a million.
Sorry, $150 million. So it's 60.
I was like, they should have just
paid
that.
I think it was 60 for the years that she would have been on the show. 60 million is what she calculated. Another 40 for all the endorsements that she would have gotten had the show continued. Then like another 36 for, I don't know, attorney's fee, and like another 9 for something else. It adds up to, you know, close to $150 million. And
is she suing like the entire like Kar Jenner
is only suing Kris, Kylie, Khloe, and Kim.
No, she left out Kourtney.
Why?
She's not suing Courtney. She's not suing Kendall. She's not suing Rob. And she's not suing, and this is my knowledge, and if I'm wrong, God, come at me. But I'm pretty sure. And she's not, it's not really for E or Brennan Murray either. They are all their witnesses, the executives from E and Brennan Murray, the production company. But no, it's because I don't think she's suing them because I think contractually they really didn't do anything wrong. The whole thing is she is saying, you, the four of you, and used your media power and your power as the hottest show on E to sabotage my chance and my second season by writing them and emailing them, which they have some evidence, and telling them, like, kill this show. We're the bigger stars, and we won't be as cooperative if you don't do our wishes.
Which I believe they did do. At that point, you just decide whether or not she deserves the money or if it was justified. But I mean, we worked at Fashion Police. We wrote on there with Joan Rivers, and there was a Chelsea Handler role. We do not make jokes about Chelsea Handler's age.
Okay.
It was strictly forbidden. And there was the Kardashian role.
Well, the Kardashian rule for us on E! Was never mention the sex tape. Any panelist, anytime there's a Kardashian topic, we would tell the comedians, you know, you can joke, tell us all your jokes, but you cannot mention the sex tape. Mm. And it's just interesting because now the Hulu show, it's all about the sex tape.
Yeah.
She's talking about the sex tape. She jokes about the sex tape in the SNL monologue. You know, is there a second sex tape coming? Like, these are storylines, and it's just out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and there's rumors like, how, you know, did whatever. There's always been rumors like, how much did she really have? Was she aware of it or whatever?
Yeah.
And I feel like at this point, they're kind of setting the stage because if that ever gets revealed, that it isn't the story that was originally fed to us, you know, at this point, who gives it? It'd be like, really? Well, now you know the genius that I am. Yeah. Is it going to, exactly. If you like my Skims, is that going to keep you from wearing my Skim bra again? No, it's not. Like, who cares? So I think it's almost like jumping ahead of it.
Yeah.
But let me tell you the details of what's going on in this trial, okay? So Chris and Kyle and Chloe and Kim are there the whole time. They're there every day.
Oh, where are the looks?
Okay, well, here is the drawings, the court drawings.
So they're in, like, a black blazer.
They're all
moment.
Wearing, like, suits and stuff.
Okay.
They're all looking pretty classy. According to my Juicy Scooper on the ground, Kim is, like, the most in lawyer mode. She, like, knows when to stand up right away when the jury walks in. Like, she's really into it.
Oh, right, because she's, so like, cute. A lawyer now.
Loves it for
Chris
Kim.
Is, like, a little bit not as glam as you'd think. Honestly, I think it's been a really hard time for
poor
her.
Poor Chris.
You know, talking about Rob and, you know, what he's gone through mentally. The whole thing is they said, what all the girls are saying is Blac Chyna and Rob were a horrible couple. They were toxic for each other. But on top of that, Blac Chyna put a gun to my brother's head, hit him with some pole. And while he was playing video games, put an iPhone cord around him and pulled him from the neck. She said she's a comedian. Those were all jokes.
Oh, I just
and that those were hilarious bits. I love those
and
bits.
And the worst thing, she's a prop comic.
She's a
like the guy with the watermelon.
Yeah, she's Gallagher. She's just like Gallagher. She's a physical prop.
And one of her props was she in one fight. Yes, she did break two fancy gingerbread houses. You know how the Kardashians like those gingerbread houses, like fancy ones from like Solvang that you order. Anyway, two of those were broken. She admits to that. Her attorneys admit to that. But you know the whole. So they're asking the lawyers. And the lawyer for Blac Chyna is nowhere near at the level of the Kardashian lawyer. But this lawyer's asking the girls, you know, like, well, look at Blac Chyna's size and look at, you know, Rob's size. Do you remember where he was hurt? Do you remember the bruises? Why didn't you call the police?
Is Rob there or no?
No.
He's still in hiding.
He's not there and he's not being called. And maybe I would think maybe the Kardashians in their attempt to, you know, continue to protect Rob and his mental health and his, you know, not wanting to be public. They probably said, we're not going to call him on. They're paying their attorneys to defend him. And then the Blac Chyna attorneys might not want him because having him stand up there and cry and talk about the physical abuse isn't going to make her look good. Right. Now, the bad thing that Rob did was at one time during their breakup is he did the revenge porn thing.
Terrible.
And he shared texts and some videos of like her little, I mean, it was like a skirt a photo of her. She sent him a photo of just her lifting up her skirt. It was just a naked vagina, but it was a closed lip vagina. Like
was there any bush?
We never saw that because now it's covered up with like a square on the internet. But my memory is that no, it wasn't. It was just, you know, perfectly nothing to be crossed legs and a little, you know.
Yeah.
And, but you know, and but he said mean things too on it. It got taken down.
He was being really possessive.
What? Also, the pictures of her body.
Oh, yeah. It was pictures of her body. And he, you know, said, like, imagine paying all this plastic surgery and, you know, her, you know, it wasn't a cool thing.
That can be considered some type of abuse.
That got taken down. And then so her attorneys are now saying, she suffered from PTSD from that revenge porn. Now, I think that's going to be a hard thing for the jury to believe when the girl's background, and again, I'm not saying this is my opinion. I'm saying average people that are picked for the jury with average lives, you know, normal lives, not in Hollywood. I don't think they're going to have a lot of sympathy for that, even though that was an uncool thing to do. It was a matter of, I don't know, 10 minutes that it was on the internet before it was taken down or something. That, you know, she now makes all her money on OnlyFans. She was a stripper prior. Right. Like, I think she's pretty comfortable with her body and everything. Right. So it's like, yeah, that wasn't what she wanted. But at the same time, like, they were like, you know, always fighting. So
I do think that's indicative of, because she said, like, he was going through my phone. He was being like in his own way, abusive, just in terms of like crazy about what she was doing. And he was very paranoid. And so I think that's also like the way he was, whether it was verbal or whatever, he was so furious and he was so insecure the whole time they were together, probably because she was completely verbally abusive too. But
well, and the girls testify, they said that, you know, they didn't believe that, and their emails and stuff prove that they were like, she's not into our brother. Like, she only comes around when we're filming. Yeah. You know, she says these mean things. They're not in love. And the show was called Rob and Chyna in Love. So the biggest thing is she said the show, I got a deal memo saying the show was greenlit and they followed me to Vegas. And I thought that was footage for season two. And then it was, they said, no, we're not going forward with season two. The executive said, we always follow people. We always follow them, just like we follow the Kardashians throughout the seasons. It was an open-ended thing. We filmed all 12 months of the year for important events because we didn't want to miss something that might happen. So we were doing that, but that didn't mean that it was for sure going to go. And then when we realized, like, they're not in love and this is toxic, we're not going to go any further. But then her thing is like, but I think it's because you guys offered to do another show with Kylie. You said Kylie's like, I'll film more. I'll do another show with Kylie. And Kim said this is a toxic environment for all of us. And we don't want to film. Like, we don't want her to come back on. Because she's getting $25,000 to appear on Keeping Up.
Okay.
And she's getting $92,000 per episode of Rob and Chyna. And the other thing, a reality star without the connection of the Kardashians would have never been making that much. You're telling me the two Malikas get $25,000 an episode?
No.
There's no way they did.
And then 90? I am shocked.
$92,000 an episode.
Wow.
I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, but at that time, there was that whole thing with Blac Chyna and Tyga and Kylie.
Right.
Was prior to like the baby and Travis Scott. That was like during the Tyga kind of, because she has a baby with Tyga, right?
So Tyga has told Chris and the family and Kylie that he has a scar on his arm from an incident with Chyna when they were together where she took a knife and cut him. And so they're like, look, we don't know if this is true, but on the stand, they're like, we were told this. So we had knowledge that she has been physically abusive with partners in the past. So that made us really nervous for our brother. I think this is a lot for a regular person who has never done entertainment deals, that don't understand how shows get picked up, get canceled, how executives leave, come, how, you know, someone can. The thing is that this is like muddy. It's not like she was an engineer working at a factory and she was doing a really, really good job and she married the son-in-law of the company and then they fired her when they had a fight. and she never got that engineering job back. I mean, there's like so many different factors of like, they're like, the show was called Robin China. We didn't think China could do the show by herself. They were toxic. That's not our family friendly brand. Like, definitely all the executives are none of them are saying, yes, we were influenced by the Kardashians. None of them are saying that.
And none of them apparently are getting sued because they know they have every right to cancel it.
Right.
But it's she's suing the family for saying, for basically engineering
it's
the
like,
canceling
it's
of the show.
It's basically a defamation, like a conspiracy to like,
yeah. And she wants the money that she would have made on the show.
Yeah.
You know, which she should probably get some of it. But at the end of the day, they clearly, it's no accident that they then broke up immediately.
Well, they were already broken up. She already had a restraining order against him before they said, hey, we're not going to go with the second season.
Oh, yeah.
So you file a restraining order against
Robin
China and Love. Like, I mean, come on. So I just think that the jury is just going to be like, they're gonna relate more to a family that was focused on protecting their brother's physical well-being and mental well-being in a toxic relationship, and you know, and so like them voicing their opinions is not against the law, like, you know.
Yeah, I heard though that Kris Jenner, now poor Kris, no wonder she looks like shit up there because she's so stressed out.
Well, I didn't say she looked like shit. Well, I just said she wasn't as glam as normal.
She must be so incredibly stressed out. She's pulled in a thousand directions. Kylie's like, I have like literally two kids and don't even want to be talking about Tyga. But I heard that they asked her, like, do you recall or did Kylie tell you that she was violent or she threatened her life, Black China? And that Kris said, I don't remember. And then I felt so bad for Kris because I'm like, you know, you do remember. And now you're, you know, caught between a rock and a hard place. Like, you just don't want to.
Well, there were texts that Kylie got from Black China that's like, get ready to die today, bitch. That's what she was waking up to.
Yeah.
While they were living in a house that Kylie owned.
I mean.
And then, but, you know, now they also, the Kardashians has trademarked Dream Kardashian's name. All the kids' names are trademarked. And so they put under like toys, dolls, this and that, all this stuff. So it's trademarked. And they can do that. They don't need her.
No.
You know, because Rob is the dad. And so, but
did Rob even want that though?
But imagine if China had become China Kardashian. She could have trademarked her own name.
Yeah.
And had China Kardashian dildos, China Kardashian, whatever. And like, so, you know, but they were for the relationship when it happened. They were like, that's why they were happy to have the show. That's why they had her on the show. They were thinking like this would be good. And then when it wasn't, it was like, oh my God, you know, this is just a nightmare.
And I feel like the lawyers need to prove, I think the burden of proof is, did they want to cancel it because they thought they were fearful for their brother's life, or did they want to cancel it because it was damaging to their own brand? And I think it was probably both, but I mean, she could still go murder him regardless of if the show's there or not.
I just think a jury's going to be like, look, she wouldn't have had the show to begin with.
And that's absolutely
true. And the show doesn't make sense if they're not together. And the show was one season. It wasn't Seinfeld.
Yeah.
You know?
And then they weren't together anymore.
And
so
it
that's
reminds
it.
Me, remember when the Mark Cherry got sued by Nicolette Sheridan? This is some juicy scoop history from Desperate Housewives. I looked it up because I was like, it never did go to trial. So the story was Nicolette Sheridan, who is one of the main women in a scripted show called Desperate Housewives, which is really where Doug Ellen, I believe his name is, who created Real Housewives of Orange County, got the idea.
Right.
That's why they're holding oranges, because originally the women were holding apples, right? Or holding...
Yeah, because it's like the Garden of Eden. They were like snakes in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, Desperate Housewives.
Well, Annie's like, what's that?
Yeah.
She's like, I think my mom watched that. I mean, to say like it has to be a scripted show. Desperate Housewives seems like it was like just yesterday,
yes.
But now
yeah.
Terry Hatcher is living in a van down by the river, like literally. I mean, literally. Literally. She was living next door to George Clooney. I was hiking by their house every day. And now she's living in a, like a...
Like a like a silver liner or whatever?
Yeah.
Wait, where did you hear that?
She was living in an Airstream down by the beach. Like, doing kind of like a show or interviews or something out of this Airstream. And I love Terry Hatcher, but like, it's been a long time since this show. But it feels like it was yesterday to me.
Mm-hmm. That's well, with Nicolette Sheridan, her character got killed off. Okay? And she said, Nicolette Sheridan said, I think it's because I had this incident with Mark Cherry, the writer and producer of the show, where he like hit me on the head or something. And because of that, and because I complained, whatever, you then killed me off the show. So she went and sued, and it went on forever. In the end, the judge said, I'm killing this lawsuit because there's no evidence that Nicolette Sheridan brought that she had told about the incident before it was written that she was being killed off.
Oh, so it was just like she might have just created this incident that never happened.
The incident may have happened too, but if it was already in the works that her character was going to die, which happens on shows like this, then you can't prove that that's why they killed you off. Like that was already happening, and like regardless of anyway, in the end, it really kind of screwed her over. I mean, it hurt her career in the sense that. People then now she's problematic, so they're not out to hire her while she has this ongoing case going on. So it's like,
and she didn't sleep with him. Was that not the deal?
Mark Cherry.
Yeah,
he's gay.
Oh, okay.
But for Blac Chyna, like this might boost her OnlyFans sales. Like people really haven't. She's kind of out of the limelight. I mean, one of the reasons I don't think that many people are talking about this trial, except for me, is because I don't think a lot of people know who Blac Chyna is or cares.
Yeah.
Which is also going to hurt her case in the end, because I just think the same thing. People are going to be like, oh, look, I identify with a family who you wouldn't be there here in the first place if it wasn't for them, and you're awful, and they were protecting their brother. So
and there
who
is
cares?
A jury there, right?
There's a full jury.
Okay. Well, a lot of people, I mean, that's also what she's saying, is that I've lost all this money since then because people did know who I was and then my wigs and my whole thing. And now nobody knows who I am. I'm completely like having to whatever.
She does OnlyFans.
Yeah, do porn.
She makes a lot of money doing it.
Well, I just think there is a good chance, too, that the jury, at least half, you know, for wrong or right, don't like the Kardashians, because that's just a common denominator.
Right, but what I said is, even if they don't like the Kardashians, then they're really going to not like Blac Chyna, because she's just an extension of that, like, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That's a good point.
I predict either she gets no money or she gets a very, like a small, like $1 million, that's it. Like for like a couple seasons of what she might have made, and like that's it. But my biggest prediction is she will not win a dime.
If she takes them, if they give her $1 million, she should take it and put it in her pocket and smile and say thank you and goodbye.
Because she could have made $1 million on a season of the show.
Right.
And that's the season that they killed.
But $150 million.
So take, no. But
you've been trying to jock this family for however many years. And it's just like, it's time to wrap it up. Like you've been trying it.
I also was gonna say,
let's just stop. Like y'all have been doing this dance for many, many years, and you've been like doing.
She should get $1 million though. They'll all go to her lawyers anyway.
I also think this whole experience is probably very, besides everything, very traumatic for Chris. Because when I was thinking about it, I'm like, the last time she was showing up at court every day was during the OJ trial.
Oh, ooh. God, good one.
You know what I mean? Like, it's going to court is not fun. It's, like, very stressful. Yeah. Some people handle it better than others. But the girls do have some fun. Because yesterday we noticed that Chris had tweeted, Kim is just so smart. Everything I know, I learned from her. And then also Chris wrote again. Minutes later, I love my daughter Kim the most. She's just the cutest and the sweetest.
Chris, stop drinking the most. Like,
no,
like
obviously
cold brews.
No, Kim took her phone.
Okay.
I think Kim took her phone. So I'm like, there are light moments at the courthouse that the girls are having some fun.
Like she's like, Kim is just the cutest and sweetest. Mom, you got to call. I also changed my thing to Lover of Christ at the last minute. Have you watched this show on Hulu? Is it good? We haven't watched it yet.
I just watched the first one, and I mean, I like that type of stuff, you know, but it's a lot of drones. You get a little dizzy in the beginning. It's just going from drone, like the drone takes you from one Calabasas house to one Hidden House house to the next, and it's just like, you know, but it's fun.
Watching them do
acting.
Oh,
like speaking of which, okay, you know, a Kardashian light over here, Megan Fox. Megan Fox, as you know, is dating Machine Gun Kelly. And she just did this videoed interview on Glamour YouTubes. And I watched it so that you don't have to, because it's 19 minutes.
Please, thank you.
And she answered all the questions. She's got these are the long nails, you know. And she said, yes, that she and Machine Gun Kelly, you know, she doesn't know why she did the movie Midnight in the Switchgrass. She just did it. And he didn't know why he accepted it. But she's like, who's playing this part? There's one scene. And they said, oh, it's Machine Gun Kelly. And she was like, wow, I'm in trouble because his look is a look I've been manifesting since I was four of my ideal man. And I'm
four. Wow, she's an edgy four-year-old.
And I'm, yeah, and I'm 4 years older than Machine Gun Kelly. So who knows what he would have looked like had I not manifested.
Oh, so she created
twin
his
flame.
Whole look.
Yeah. Mm. So she believes that they're twin flames, much like Tom and Pammy. Mm-hmm. Pam and Tommy, I mean.
Tom and Pammy. Tom and Pammy.
And Courtney, like, and Courtney and Kurt. I mean, these are great couples.
They
you know,
are.
One's
did
dead and the other two have been divorced
she
for 20
those
years.
Examples?
Yep.
Oh.
And I'm like,
Courtney
what?
And, what the about new Courtney?
Yeah. What about Sid and Nancy? Yeah.
Oh, Sid and Nancy.
She did talk about Travis and
right.
Courtney. And she goes, I mean, between us, we have 900 kids and we don't go on a lot of double dates, but you can't even talk to anybody because they're so, so twin flamey connected, you know? And then she said then they decided that she and Machine Gun Kelly, they need to have some spirituality in their life. They do practice drinking each other's blood. Mm. That is a ritual that they do. And it's not like we're drinking goblets of blood. It's just little droplets.
One drop. One drop of blood.
Oh. Little droplets. I just do a few drops, but there's times when Machine Gun Kelly is just like taking a broken piece of glass and just slashed his chest open and was like, drink my soul. And it happens. She laughed. She's like, it happens. It happens a lot. And so we went to Costa Rica.
Oh my God.
We go to Costa Rica. And the comments on this are like, okay, so we can't talk about COVID on, you know, social media and stuff, but like people can talk about drinking blood. All right.
I mean, I need to go read every comment. I need to sit down with a glass
of wine.
The
comments are very positive. They're like, I love her voice. She's so amazing. And so we went to Costa Rica and met with shamans. What are you? Not shamans.
Shaman.
Yeah, a shaman.
We met with shamans.
So that's what you do in Costa Rica.
And then we should have needed the shaman. We went to shamans and we did the ayahuasca. What is it?
Ayahuasca.
Oh, God.
And
in addition to getting many, many kilos of other things in
and
Costa
then
Rica.
You're supposed to do just one glass of it, but they said that he had so many dark demons and dark figures around him that he had to have three glasses of it.
Oh, my God.
And everybody was like, yeah, you do. Machine Gun Kelly, you cutie. And so
he definitely just cut his chest open that night.
Wow.
Then the next question was like, how do you balance motherhood?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is she caring for her children?
Well, you know, she unfortunately travels so much and she doesn't have them. She only has them half the time. But she cries for her children a lot and she cries on every new moon.
Okay.
But only on the new moon does she get in the bathtub and cry
that's
about
when
her kids.
Her period is the heaviest. And then Machine Gun comes in with a homemade tampon he made from his nipples. And he makes a nipple canoe. And he goes, I'm ready for your period. And I'm like, new moon. And then it comes out. And then he drinks it.
Exactly.
And then we mix it
mm-hmm.
up.
And even
we both
when,
drink it.
And even if that relationship is toxic, it's a beautiful toxicity. Yeah. I don't know why toxicity. Toxicity has to be a negative word.
And Brian Austin Green is there with his partner from Dancing with the Stars, apparently caring for the children who now are like, new mommy, daddy, let's drink blood and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. And they just want to practice their dances.
It's a ritual of drinking blood. It's just something we do because we're twin flames. And so it's like sharing each other's DNA and body parts and just really connecting. So, every few days I'm just like, you know what? We're fighting and let's cut each other open.
Once a week we do toenail exchange, which I love because sometimes it's like rugged.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like raw because you'll scratch yourself. And then
with your toenails?
With his toenails. And then I'll just chew them. And then when I spit them out, he grabs them in the air. And it's just amazing. It's a toenail ritual.
A beautiful soul. Beautiful.
Beautiful
boy.
Good for them.
I think she's Angelina Jolie light. I think that has always been her her idol. She's been waiting to do the vials of blood and, you know, like hang men on walls, take lovers and stuff and put them in a crucifix. And you know, it's like, I think that is her, that's her ultimate idol. That's
do you think they will get married? You know they're engaged. Do you think they'll actually get married?
I think it depends on how much he's worth and how much she's worth. I mean, I hate to be so, like, mercenary like that, but I do think it will come down to, like, their business managers being like, ha, 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 that's cute about the blood, but, bitch, like, let's get serious.
Oh, well, I am convinced a lot of couples do the wedding and the PR and everything and don't actually get married.
Oh, that's – then I think they will, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Because this has become, like, a thirst trap for the ages.
Yes. And, like, they – just when you think – like, we hadn't talked about it in a while, she does this interview. You know, and she says these weird things, and that she's like, Juicy Scoop hasn't spoken about me in a while. I have to.
She was good in that one movie, Jennifer's Body.
Yeah, I love that.
That is a
was like so long ago. It was like before her nose job, wasn't it?
I know, but she was still good.
No,
it's
not pre-nose job.
She, and also, her nose like, job Diablo is so Cody. Good.
Oh, my God. All of the work sits perfectly.
Now, this was kind of interesting. People were discussing and tweeting, and then Sun wrote an article about it. That do Kourtney Kardashian fans think Travis is controlling as they see red flags?
What red flags would you see in that guy at all?
He's nothing but a he's nothing but a he's
looks
an American
like
flag.
Just he looks him great. Constantly grabbing her, I mean, and like insisting that she sit on the laps and making every decision, like what kind of dessert do we want? And Chris says, and it's isn't it so great? They're so connected. To me personally, I do think it's weird, especially being like a mom. It feels like it does feel like they're two teenagers. Like, I don't know. How could you be so into someone? Like, not that she's ignoring her kids, but it is bizarre. And
well,
it's
he's
a little...
always the one who started sticking the tongue down the throat. He was the one who would start doing that. Like, they'd be doing their posing, and then he would, like, jam the tongue in. So he definitely started that.
I think because she did not have a good relationship with Scott. But the first, you know, the first episode of Keeping Up, I happened to be there, and it was a party to celebrate Chris and, at the time, Bruce's wedding anniversary. It's like 16 years or something. And that was the first time I met Scott. And I joked to her, and I'm like, who's this guy who's got his hand up your vagina? Like, she was super touchy with him. So it could be something that in the newness of relationships, she is super affectionate.
Yeah.
So it's like, some people are more PDA with every partner, and then you meet someone and they're both just like that. I mean, it'll be interesting to see where they are in like 4 years.
Did you see that little girl who actually I think might have been good friends with Kourtney from TikTok? What's that mean, TikTok?
Oh, yes. You know, the singer,
Addison
Rae.
She was doing the whole tongue business at the
yes.
And I was like, oh, Kourtney, slow clap for starting a trend, bitch. Like, honestly.
Right, yeah.
And I feel like there's going to be a lot of trials now, too. I really do. I feel like this unintended publicity, I'm like, we're going to get judge fatigue. Like, we're going to be like, how we have to weigh in on all these things.
Yes.
But I do think people are
Taking
like.
Up the trials, we're going to get right into it.
Yeah.
And what, now these ladies are going to be prancing around with fully tattooed.
Right.
Everyone's got some tattoos.
Yeah, the whole thing is it kind of controlling? It's a little 50 Shades of Grey-ish, the way they talk. And
I think
and
she likes
it. It's super sexual, but I think she likes it too. I think she loves a guy being that into her because for so long she was with Scott for a long time. And she even said, we've been broken up for 7 years, but I don't think she's ever had this kind of attention. So
I think she likes an alpha male, and he has to do that because what else is he really offering us? You know what I mean? He's really got to come through with like a strong, dominant, like alpha male thing, because otherwise you're just kind of like, I mean, I don't dislike his tattoos. I just don't think he's that cute facially.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I mean, it's like Lord Disick, you know, obviously he grew on everyone with his abusive self. I mean, he was like didn't he break the shower door?
Oh, yeah.
And then went naked into the hot tub. And he was constantly like alphaing into such scenarios that were kind of like scary. So I think that's just kind of like she's the oldest kid. And I think she might like, you know, want a strong, dominant scenario. And not for long, because, you know, ultimately no woman really wants that.
But it is, there's something hot about it. Like even like Pete Davidson writing, My Girl's a Lawyer. Kim loved that. My girl. You're my girl.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a little bit like there is that weird, like, possessive, and it's like,
and
okay.
And he's toppy and controlling, too, Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
That's why they say big dick energy. That's what it is, because he comes in, and he did it to Kate Beckinsale. He did it to Ariana Grande. Now he's doing it to Kim. It's like, but eventually it will run its course, but that's what he does. He comes in, and he's, like, not afraid, and he has, like, all this, like, overconfidence, if you ask me.
Right.
But, yeah, they end up, like, getting off on it for a bit.
Right. Okay, speaking of this trial, so the latest of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard is an attorney. So we talked about Paul Bennett, who is the actor married to Jennifer
Bettany.
Bettany. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I don't even know his name because I don't watch any. He's like a Marvel guy, right? I don't know. Anyway, at one time they were friends. They're not friends anymore. And so he was brought up.
They're not friends anymore?
Well, he said, the Paul guy said, we don't really talk anymore.
Oh.
So I think he kind of was like, God, I just want to stay out of this
distancing
thing.
Distancing himself.
Yeah, I want to stay. But they did like go to the island together and went with his actress wife, Jennifer Connelly, and went with their 18-year-old son. And at one point, Amber was so mean to the 18-year-old son that he like cried. It was like argument started. And he was like, my God. Then they had this woman come, Dr. Curry, who spent 12 hours with Amber evaluating her, a psychiatrist. And she said she's histrionic, which is something we don't hear a lot about. But I'm telling you, more people are this than you think. And it's like this weird, it's different than person. She has personality disorder, and histrionic is like kind of like you think of yourself as like a bigger person, a more important than you are. I just remember a perfect example of it when I heard about it was like, when someone would refer to their doctor by their first name. Like, I'm seeing Jan today. And you're like, Jan who? Yeah, I've got to get a pap smear. I mean, you're like, you mean Dr. Jones? Like, yeah, doctor, you know, Jan. You know, we're buddies. Like, just like things like that. Like, yeah. It's like a weird.
That's what that means, histrionic. I thought that meant, like, chaotic with your emotions.
If I have anything of the description of it in here.
I mean, I was reading the evaluation, and then I get that thing where I'm like, am I all these things?
Oh, here it said, okay, Dr. Curry said in court Tuesday, there's information that supported, in a conclusion, the evaluation that heard from multiple, basically, I'm just going to go through it. So she's, you know, look, she's got psychological problems that makes her an asshole.
Right.
I mean, like, sometimes I'm like, what's diagnosed and what's just, like, you're kind of not a great
person?
Yeah, you're
a dick.
So she makes up stuff. She also gets obsessed with whoever she's involved with. So that's where she made her apartment bohemian. She dressed bohemian. She dresses like him. Like, she's obsessed with looking at him in court. She dresses like him in court. It's very, very bizarre, Johnny, I mean. And, the one of the juiciest thing that came out that I forgot to talk about last week is that her attorney said that she used this Milani concealer to cover up her bruises, and she always had it and everything. Well, the company came out, or someone for the company came out and said that particular concealer that was brought up in court wasn't even invented until a year after the supposed victim, ooh, the supposed domestic abuse that happened. Wow.
And she said she carried it around in her purse.
Yeah.
And that she would mix two shades. So at first I was just like, well, whatever. I'm sure she just was like, I carried concealer. And then this is just an example. But the lawyer said she mixed two specific shades that didn't exist at the time.
That's what it was.
So the devil's in the details, man. You got to keep it more generic. You're going too in on the details here.
So I'm sure that might come up later, like at the conclusion, now that the other side has that information. Meanwhile, this other guy just testified today, and this was a taped deposition from like January, but he was this cute guy who worked at the building that they all lived at, where one of the domestic violence claims happened. And the attorney for Amber Heard is asking him while he does this deposition in his car.
If it looks like a video you post on Instagram.
I know, that's what, but it was like, you know, and he's like, she's asking him all these makeup questions. You know what kind of makeup she used? You know what kind of shade of makeup she used? And he's like, I mean, I just kind of look at people in the eyes. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to, like, be critical. Like, if one eyebrow is off or their eyelashes uneven, like, oh my God. And then he goes, I'm so tired of this case. Like, get away from like, and I'm like, oh my God, everyone is feeling like this. Like, yeah. This case is just like making my head
go crazy.
What
a wonderful catch, though, that he's not so critical that he's like, well, she has one wonky eye, but it's fine.
Yeah, he's like, I mean, I don't want to say it. Like, oh my God. And then like, Johnny's like laughing in it. And I mean, and then the biggest thing that made her weird, which is a psychological weird thing, is people who want people to see their shit. And as you know, they got in a bad fight and she shit on the bed.
Is that part of the diagnosis? Is that she has this thing, she wants people to see her shit?
Well, that people, the whole shitting thing and like people that wouldn't flush toilets and stuff, that's some other weird thing that I have not studied.
Like Bethany's guy went around and shit and all the...
Right, and don't flush it. Yeah. And like, yeah.
And he left.
And then, yes. Oh, Bethany's ex. Yeah, Bethany Frankel. So she shit in the bed. She tried to say it was a little Yorkie, but according to everything else,
everyone knows a human shit. We all do.
Yeah.
I found one in my backyard. I go into my gardener's, take a shit back here. That's human shit. That's not from an animal. I swear.
That's not even shit. It's actually a little Yorkie.
I think it was part of the reason they didn't think it could be a Yorkie shit is not only the size of the Yorkie, but also it was like a high bed and the Yorkies couldn't get on the bed.
Yeah. There's a million reasons.
So I actually had a dog shit in the bed right next to me as I slept. Mm. Jill Zarin's Ginger.
Oh,
couldn't get off. Couldn't get off the bed, and I was sharing a bed with her one trip in Miami, and the little dog, and I was like, Jill, and like
Jill's like, Heather, here's your room. That's Ginger's. You're gonna share with Ginger, and then
no,
you and
Jill
Ginger,
was in the bed
like,
with
Good
me.
Good night, Ginger. Oh, okay.
No, we were sharing a bed, and Ginger was between us. And I guess you know, Ginger was old, and she was blind, and she was mad at Johnny Depp, and she.
She's like, look at my shit.
Well, Ginger has had a history of histrionic.
Yeah.
Ginger was a little histrionic. Yeah. Yeah. And so anyway, rest in peace, Ginger. But she so the shit in the bed happened. And the people are talking. I saw a really funny thing, but I couldn't post it because I didn't know it didn't have credit on it. But it was, have you heard of Elf on a Shelf? Well, how about Amber Heard on a turd?
And it was her on a turd?
It was her sitting on a giant turd.
It just needs to be all different ones of it. We should get a calendar. Now, do they ever show a picture of the poo?
Yes.
Have you guys seen it?
And it was like smeared, like a little bit smeared. So like Hattie, and she put the cover over the bed. So Hattie crawled into bed. He might have seen it, but like security or something had seen it and saw it and all of that. But we still haven't heard from her on the stand. So obviously her stories are going to be her stories and they're not going to be good. It's going to be a matter of, do you believe her stories or not?
I don't think she's very likable in general.
No.
And I mean, I blame them both and don't, you know, care. But I really do think that, because as embarrassing as this is for Johnny Depp and like, you know, like his outfits and everything and like his face and his ponytail and stuff. But I think Johnny Depp came out of that. The general consensus of people who don't, you know, really do their research is that he had beat her up. You know, she had these bruises, which they have said are fake. We don't know if they are. I don't necessarily believe
they're
fake.
Well, people think she used that makeup to make the bruises.
Oh, to make the bruises.
Yeah.
I think that they were violent towards each other. So I'm not necessarily, but I know he's going through all this because he's like, I'm now branded a wife beater. I have grown children. I never did that to anyone.
Right.
You know, they were just a bad, toxic, you know, drunk. And so I do think by the time she gets up there, I think she has a sinister vibe. Mm-hmm. Her energy just is sinister to me. And I don't know that she's very likable, but if she is, I guess then I don't know what we're doing here. Are we trying to get money?
Yes. He's suing for 50. No, wait. Oh, he's suing for 50 million and she's counter suing for 100 million.
There was a time when he had so much money, like more money than God. So he's like run through his money if you're going for 50 million.
Yeah. I mean, his movies made $10 million. So it's like he was part of a $10 billion industry. They fired him 2 days after the article came out that she wrote.
Yeah.
He lost and all this. So,
which by the way, Julie's obsessed with pirates. So I can't say she wasn't.
But there were texts. There were texts that he sent. One that I thought was kind of not great is that she's like, I'm at a coffee meeting. And he's like, no meetings. What kind of genre of a meeting is this? No movies. Get home to me now. I don't know how, that's not from a Monty Python movie. Like, he's like, because he said, like, other things he wrote were jokes.
So when, I mean, he said to Paul Bettany, I hope I find her rotting corpse in the trunk of a Nissan Sentra.
Yeah. A Honda Accord.
Oh, Honda Accord. Right. I got those mixed up.
Yeah. And then he also, like, they have him reading his tweets, you know? And he does that voice, you know? And he goes, is a slippery whore that I donated my jizz to staying there? Like, he just, like, he reads them.
Oh, my God. Like, the fact that he even knows how to work Twitter and then needs to say, is a slippery whore that
what
I
are your thoughts, Julie? Tell me your thoughts on all of this.
I do. I love Johnny Depp. So okay. I do have to say that. I'll put that out there. However, I was very disappointed.
Yeah.
I understand. They're both drunk. They're doing drugs for sure. And they're beating each other up and they're going insane. He left his wife for her. He has no one else to blame but himself. And
she's a lesbian, quote unquote.
She's whoever she is for whoever is going to give her money. She's an opportunist, is what she is, and she's insane.
She cheated on him with Elon Musk. She was going up the ladder. And who's the other one that they? James Franco. There was some rumors. There was James Franco's going to be called.
And then sitting in the thing. Now she's got some gross girlfriend, and that woman's gross, and just the whole thing. They're both just. Have become the height of their own toxic grotesqueness, and they should not be around each other. They should run away from each other as fast as they can so they can go heal the best that they can. I mean, I don't know that she can ever heal because she seems like she's truly like the devil, but he, and I don't know what he was like with that French wife, but they seem fine. He was with that French wife and they have those kids and nobody ever complained about getting beaten.
Well, nobody ever has said it. That's ever. What is also yeah, like, so that it's was like, not I the don't, case.
I think way she, to come in and ruin the Pirates franchise.
Just like you did, and I'm not saying that he wasn't going in whatever gross path he's going into, but he seemed to be a working alcoholic and drug addict with his French wife and kid and doing pretty good.
Doing just fine.
And doing fine. And then she comes along and she triggers whatever, we don't know. But she's clearly...
The other argument is, you know, was his drinking and drug use to a level that he would have lost this stuff anyway. This will be her defense. He would have lost this stuff anyway because no studio wanted to insure him anymore.
But he was doing all of that. I remember reading this Vanity Fair article. It was so good about he had one day off and this guy meets him at a hotel and he'd interviewed him 20 years before and they went on this crazy night. I mean, the guy throws up through the night. He can barely make it.
It was like fear and loathing.
Because he's drinking so much
drugs. And he's like, please just give me an hour. And he's like, nope. And they just drug and drink the whole night through. And then he's like, there's your article, buddy. Bye. And the poor guy's like, I had to go to he's like, I need to go to detox. But he was doing all of that.
We had a mega pint of red wine. Well, the guy goes, did you pour yourself a mega pint of red wine? That's like gone viral that he said that.
What is are we drinking out of pint glasses? Red wine?
I don't know.
Pint glasses?
Wow. Yeah.
In the meantime, there is the one video
where she's filming him. Like, and it was like right after his mother died. They're just like kind of arguing and he pours himself this glass of the phone is there and he puts a glass there and he fills it to like the brim. And she's like, oh, we're doing that now. You know, like she's kind of like egging him on to like all the recordings of like these fights and stuff like that make them both not look great. But
right. And they're both egging each other on. And I'm like, what are we in? Like, are we in D.C. here? So are we like getting, is it Omarosa? Like everybody's, the level they're recording each other is so like that is
bizarre.
Awful.
In the meantime, he found the time.
Yes.
To paint himself. He's also a painter.
Oh, he's a painter.
Yes. You can go on.
Comic,
you can go on YouTube and see that he's pretty good. And he paints.
Is he as good as our former president, George Bush? George W. Bush's painter.
Yes, that's right.
I didn't know that.
Yes, that's right. But he does watercolors, I think.
A lot of people get into painting later in life. Rosie O'Donnell.
Right.
Howard Stern.
Right. Howard Stern is really good.
I had a fantasy that your listener, who got all the scoop, was the one who drew the courtroom drawings as well.
Steve Mango?
Yes, Steve Mango, the looks.
Well, you should go on YouTube and see. I don't want to hear him talk. In normal, I only want to hear him talk in Pirates and also
with
Angelina Jolie and The Tourist and also whatever other movies. But hearing him, it's too upsetting because he's such a pretentious douche. But he goes on, he paints these things and is doing like an NFT line.
Oh,
and
Lord.
It's just like
that was already
Johnny,
over with.
Johnny,
unfortunately. Now, what's your prediction? What is your prediction?
I mean, I don't know how suing and counter-suing works. I'm not...
It's all done in one thing. They'll either say, this person's awarded this much or this one, or
could
nothing.
Could they both
or...
win?
No.
Okay, so you can't go, okay, you
no.
get your 50 and you get your 100?
No. No.
Well, yeah, but that's still good.
No.
Because that's what I want to happen is just a hung jury, maybe?
No, it's that...
Neither will get anything.
It's that he's suing, so if he gets awarded his money, then she gets nothing. Or... she gets something.
I definitely don't think she's going to get anything because it's his career that was destroyed and she was going and doing what? I mean, like Magic Mike 2.
Well,
okay, bitch.
She, yeah.
Okay, bitch.
You know.
Just please.
Yeah. Can she? But do people believe that she was abused? That's what it comes down to. And if it, so, then, you know, she had every right to write that article.
Well,
but
I thought
if it
gave her
was
money
made
and then
up,
she lied
she
and said she gave it to charity.
She didn't. Yeah, she didn't do that.
Okay,
she
so that
blew
was
off
a
her
lie.
Hours too at the children's hospital.
Yeah, so he already had given her some money.
Yeah,
which so I definitely don't think she's going to win. Maybe they just both won't. Get
I don't
it.
Think either is getting anything.
I think neither is getting anything, but his career will pick up. He will do yes. some like killer like movie or Netflix series yes. or something really cool. And he'll, like, be winning awards in the next 3 years.
Or I'll go on Dancing with the Criminals, Julie's favorite show. Which she coined Dancing with the Criminals. So
I mean, if you do a small criminal act or try and steal people's identities, you will get on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, have they announced that Anna Delphi and Twitter Swindler are going
they,
to be
not
yet,
yet? But they will be. You just watch. You
oh
just
my
watch.
God.
You just watch.
Waiting for Jussie Smollett. She thinks he's
oh,
next.
He's definitely going on. Jussie Smollett will be next. And he'll do same sex partner.
That'd be good.
And he'll be like, don't drink me, I'm gay. And then he'll be like, totally. Oh, yes.
I don't think he is, I don't think he's liked enough and I don't think he's big enough. I don't think so.
As opposed to Carol, whatever, Baskin.
Yeah. Ugh.
I mean, like the level that they've had. And what's his name? Not Bogdanovich, but.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
whatever,
exactly.
Guy,
yeah,
like
from
the Chicago
guy who got.
Yeah.
Who
just,
stole all the
had
money.
A ton of criminals on
ton.
There.
Ton. Oh. And then Rudy Giuliani was just on The Masked Singer. Rudy Giuliani was on The Masked Singer. Okay.
I think he'll have his career. I think we'll come back. I mean, Marlon Brando was sitting there with a mouthful of chestnuts reading off cue cards. And like high as a kite. And
Sean Connery slapped plenty of women and it was fine for the world. Nobody cares. And what's going on here is not like they were in a mutually violent, terrible, awful relationship. I don't believe that he's a man who goes around and does that to women. I think brought that out in him and they did it to each other.
Do you think he will be the poster child for men in their mid-50s not to marry girls who are bisexual
yes.
in their late 20s.
No one should.
Well, that's
no
the thing
one
that
should.
Every woman feels, whether you admit it or not. Deep down, it's just like,
told
sorry,
you so.
Just desserts, bitch. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have gotten with the girl that was a lesbian. That was already annoying. And then it was like she was so much younger, and it was just cringe eye roll. Like, just get with Angelina Jolie then.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, crucify each other and stuff. Do that kind of stuff. get with Megan Fox.
Okay, Britney Spears.
Oh,
latest with Britney Spears.
You're always our updater on Britney.
The latest with Britney Spears is that, you know, she was announced she was pregnant. She continued to do her fashion shows in her jean shorts and her crop tops. Then she posted, by the way, all those videos were done before I was pregnant. Then.
Does she want to tell us that because she was like on drinking or like why does that matter?
Because her stomach's still really flat and she said she was pregnant.
But I mean, your stomach stays flat for like 3 months, right?
Okay.
Oh, but she might be past her first trimester.
Okay. That's what you want to believe?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so then...
Oh, it was all a troll?
Then she does this little baby, like, dressed up, and she's like, I'm going to take a social media break. But then she... And I don't have it here. Oh, no, I do. But then she said, I can't resist. I have to do this fashion show. And she put on her brown sensible pumps, and she danced around in this outfit and all these like matronly type of outfits.
Are these the pumps she wore when she did the lawyer sketch you showed us?
She wears them all the time. They're
okay.
her favorites.
Okay.
And there have been other, you know, I Chris Frangiola said he believed he saw a pet poo in the back of one of the videos.
Oh, no.
I posted a little clip of us talking about it. Her assistant wrote that's not a poo. That was a leaf. And I took the video.
The assistant.
And I said, well, then why don't you clear out the leaves. Into the video. Yeah. I was like, so anyway, there was another photo. I don't have it where people pointed out what looked to be like another pet poo.
Brittany, if you're watching this, I love you and I believe you're pregnant.
Okay. Hey, I'm just saying. Then she goes, sorry, I know I went on a big social media break, but I had to show you these outfits. So then she modeled in all these dresses. And
what is going on? Did she do one of her famous sketches, like her hilarious bridesmaids reenactment or the lawyer one? Nothing in these matronly, business sensible.
Yeah, but from the 20s, still looking Victorian, yeah, she did. Still looking turn of the century. Yeah. I don't know what it is about her, but every time she posts something.
Then the only photo that she posted, like pregnancy-wise, is she did post an old photo of her when she was pregnant with one of her other kids.
So you're feeling she's taking a break because she's desperately trying to like inseminate turkey-based anything to get pregnant?
I'm terrified of the Britney stance, okay? Free Britney. But I am feeling compelled to put this at the end of the show.
so you can cut it out if you have to.
I want to be wrong. I don't believe that she is currently pregnant. It does not make sense to me. I think that maybe she jumped the gun, made the announcement. I think she wants it so badly. And now it's like, now what do we do? So let's take a break from social media. I don't know. Like, where's the ultrasound? Where's the, you're showing us all this, where's that?
Yeah.
And
maybe she told too early. And then, I mean, that's why people don't tell that early.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe it never was. Maybe it was wrong.
Like a week late.
And I just think like maybe she'll come back in like a month and then just nobody will question her about it because they're just going to be like, so happy you're back, girl. We still love you.
Or she'll come back pregnant, but she'll just be – the timeline will be off. Like, wasn't that what happened with – what's her name?
Old Phaedra?
Baldwin? Yeah, didn't Hilaria – wasn't her whole timeline off as well?
I thought was that she just didn't have an accent.
People also questioned different pregnancies, but she did have a baby via surrogate
because she's like doing body posts, and then later it's didn't even have the baby. Right. Someone else did. Right.
Yeah, she has like two babies that are like less than 9 months apart because she lost one, then went forward with a surrogate, then got pregnant right after. So then she had the one in her stomach come out, and then the one that was cooking in someone else. So that's why. But now she's pregnant with a seventh, supposedly.
Could Britney have a surrogate pregnant?
Jesus Christ.
Because that could be something she's trying to do, too.
I mean, if that is the case, I just don't know why she would talk about, like, my body in the water and, like, this is my little baby and, like, I don't know.
How long do you predict this break will be? 1 month? Is that what she said?
Well, it wasn't 1 month. It was, like, 30 hours. So I don't know.
Before she came back.
I don't know. We'll see.
Exactly. Newsies.
She wants to be a mom again and carry a baby. I hope it happens. But, okay. Here's another good for look.
Her. Oh, yep. It's also like the dresses aren't zipped up in the back.
They weren't tight.
She's holding it. She's just what about this one? And then nope. And then, you know what I mean? Like you do when you try those things.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is coming this week.
Ooh. Oh, it's coming on this week?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, Erica
Jane, did you wop out over the trailer or what?
I cannot say anything, but I've seen the episode.
Oof. Oh, Heather.
Oh, my God. Does it deliver? It makes up for the boring Real Housewives of OC and any disappointment you felt in the franchise with New York or even a little bit of New Jersey. I think it's going to be made up for it.
Do they go right into, do they do the thing where they show you the drama and then they go 9 months earlier?
They show a little drama and they go 3 days earlier.
Okay.
But I don't want to get in trouble because I like getting the screener, so I'm not going to say. But it's worth it. And I also want to say I was on the right side of history when, in my opinion, and I still am, about Dorit. When Dorit was robbed, people questioned it. And I said, I believe it. I totally believe it. And I think that's going to be a big storyline. And I think I was on the right side of history.
People questioned that robbery?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I wanted to know, Did you? I thought you got invited to Kathy Hilton's, one of her Christmas parties.
I did many years ago. She never invited me again.
We're kind of like obsessed with Kathy Hilton right now, even though she's probably going to be dragged to hell.
She's
going
to get dragged to hell, yeah.
We're going
to
try to... We don't know the details, but we're going to try to stand by Kath. Right now, we're really in a Paris and Kath hole. I literally was like, Heather went to Kathy's Christmas party.
So long ago, though. Like, wait, really long ago.
She didn't even have one this year, so.
She didn't know good. That makes you feel better.
Yeah, she didn't.
Yeah, we're going to see. We didn't see Kathy. You don't see. I mean, we'll see what happens. But anyway.
What were you going to say about Erica? Anything?
Oh, just... Erica, she said, you know, I don't want to ruin the show. Just watch the show. But it's good.
Well, the trailer shows her saying, I only care about myself. Now, that could be out of context with our good friend, yes. Erica.
No, I think that's her attitude still.
Okay.
So this is a guy, Giorgio says, and he and Bravoholics actually posted this and he talked about it. But this is Louis. How do you feel about Louis, Teresa's fiance? They pulled up photos from Turks and Caicos where he took the same photo with different women, including Teresa, every year at this resort. But it does look like kind of the spot where you take the photo.
Yeah, it's a different pool each time, right?
Wait, no, it wasn't. What 2016 was, but the other ones are all the same.
Oh, it's all the same. Right.
The other ones are all the same.
Maybe he has a condo there or something, like at that
It's like a resort. Who cares? Okay. I mean, that's going to happen. Whatever.
We're going to watch we didn't watch Jersey. We are going to watch Reunion because we live and stand a Reunion. Now, was it good?
The Reunion hasn't come out yet. It's coming out next week. The episode just ended last night. And the whole thing was, Margaret asked questions about Louis, and Teresa was like, don't try to break my love bubble. Like, you know what? What he did in the past doesn't matter about the future, you know. And he basically comes clean. He goes, look, I got divorced when I was 35. And he goes, I had some thirsty, toxic exes. And I had these bad relationships. But I love your sister, he says to Joe Gorga. And I want to ask her to marry me next week or whatever when we go to Europe. And, you know, then Margaret's like, you know, I love you, Teresa. I've always supported you. I'm just asking questions. He should have been honest about it, you know.
And honest about what? How many exes he had?
No, honest about when he did this video where he went to like a alpha male, like Christian, be a man, boot camp kind of a thing. And they're like in Laguna and there's all these guys behind them and they're sweating, you know.
Oh, my God.
And he's talking to his fiance or who he wants to be his fiance, some girlfriend from the past. That girlfriend obviously had the video. It wasn't a good breakup. Saw he became famous. Gave it to Bravo and Cocktails. Bravo and Cocktails shared it. And it got out there while they were filming. So while they were filming, Margaret's like, are we not going to talk about this video that we all saw? We all follow the same people. And so he basically is like, I love you. I want to make our family better. I want to get married to you. I want to blend your family. Anyway, they end up getting divorced. But at one point, not divorced, they end up breaking up. But at one point, he brings up the video and he says, I was breaking up with her in that video. So then Margaret's like, why did he lie on camera? And it's like, whatever. You know, I mean, it'll be interesting to see where they are in a few years. But in some ways, I was like, I had a little bit of sympathy for him.
Well, he's allowed to date people after his divorce. Even if he constantly falls in love, I guess.
Yeah, he dated, but the claims from the other women are like, you know, physical abuse and some, you know, not good things. Then he goes, well, one of my girls that I was engaged to, whatever, put a butcher knife to her ex-husband, allegedly, you know, says that. So it's like they're both kind of like, it just doesn't look good.
He went to a retreat for alpha males, a Christian retreat. I don't care how many women he fucking got with. That's the problem.
Yeah.
He could have fucking fucked every woman on the face of the planet and had married 14 of them. He went to a retreat for alpha Christian males. You should I can't.
Well, we don't know for sure because we're not watching.
And I don't know, I don't know if she's described as alpha Christian, yeah.
We're
but
happy
I just
for Teresa, got it, of course. Got it.
Of course we're happy for Teresa. And they, she seems
but
happy. And as long
so,
as he's
so
nice
then
to
he
her,
gets
but,
annoyed at the end. And he goes, let's go and go to our 50,000 square foot house, which I'm like, there's no way that house is 50,000 square feet, but whatever. He goes, let's go to our 50,000 square feet. You don't have to work. You don't have to be part of this. I don't have to be part of this. And isn't that a beautiful thing? And so then it's like, ooh, is this the red flag? The little bit of like your mind controlling and then, yeah. You know, like all that kind of stuff.
Well, the reunion looks pretty juicy. Like they're going to be all fighting and, you know.
We don't ever get to see his personality, though. We never really got to see his personality. We never like chuckled or got to know him.
On Girls Trip, all they're doing is kissing and holding each other's faces and kissing.
I mean, all they, love letters. Yeah, all they show is just kind of him being there with her and being sweet when they're like alone, like off to the corner. And then he has fun with the guys a little bit. But we never really get to see, like, is he a great guy? I don't know. They didn't show. I'm sure there's footage of him being, like, pretty enjoyable, but we don't really get to see it.
But it's kind of good when the guy just bugs off. You know, stay out of women's business.
Yeah.
And then words of Nene.
Yeah, yeah.
Peter, stay out. I mean, not your Peter, but the other Peter. Stay out of the women's business. Stay
the
out
worst
women's.
Peter ever do you, on television.
Do you remember, oh, my God, what was her name? She was on Montel Williams all the time.
That like predictor lady.
The psychic.
Oh
psychic,
my God.
Sylvia Brown.
Yes.
I loved Sylvia Brown on Montel Williams. It's a little Justice Scoop history. I found a TikTok of a girl who found one of her old books at like a thrift store. And let me zoom in. This is one of her books from 20 years ago.
Is she dead?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, then she in around, even enjoy this. That's
in around 2020, a severe pneumonia. Like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Then she says, then it'll be over before you know it, which that wasn't exactly
Trump
true.
Trump must have read that.
But then it'll come back in 10 years.
Oh.
Oh, great.
But she was wrong about so many other things.
Wow. Like what?
Like, oh my God, there's videos of her getting it wrong so many times. Like
so
someone
many times.
Would be like on the, someone would be, would say, I lost my, you know, my lover, my husband, whatever, in 9/11. And then she'd be like, this was it. She was like, I know how you lost your lover. He was drowning or whatever. And it was like, no, he was a firefighter who was like crushed in the buildings in 9/11 in New York. And so it was like, how could he have been drowning? And then she was like, well, when they sprayed water to, you know.
Maybe it's like drowning because you lose your oxygen.
Yeah,
that's what she should have said.
I don't know. But she's been wrong about a lot of things. And about there was one that she's like, someone said, my child is missing and this and that. And she's like, you know, he's dead in this, or, you know, and then they found out the child wasn't dead. Like, years later, the child was found. And so she was wrong about a lot of stuff.
The psychic in person, like, that thing of, like, the guy on E, that kid.
Tyler Henry, yeah.
Yeah, like,
he's on Netflix now, but no one's talking about it.
I think that stuff is harder than this. She got to sit down, read through the cards, look at her crystal ball, and do whatever they do. And I think the book, I would be interested in seeing the book now.
Yeah.
Like,
and also, what did she take from Nostradamus? Because they all take from that, too. You know, that the main one.
Because I don't really believe in a lot of those in person. Like, what's the New Jersey lady? Even though we love that show.
Oh, Long Island Medium?
Yeah, that was great.
Oh,
yeah.
This TikTok is by Strange.
Strangest Things.
Strangest
one.
Things with a Z one.
One, yeah. And anyway, so
we gotta find.
Yeah,
out.
We need
and
to
then,
get
and
that
then
book.
I guess they've said this post was originally taken down, so they should have put it back up.
And Montel loved her too. Is your name Nancy?
Loved her because she had these long nails, and
yes,
she'd be like
smoked. She could tell she chain smoked.
Yeah,
and that must have been what killed her.
And she'd be really like ask me anything. She would just be like, just ask me something, like ask me about your life, like about like your future or something, what you should do.
I'm scared I'm never going to have any children.
You're not.
Yeah.
You're not, but that's okay. That's okay. Because you're going to, in about a year and a half, you're going to find the career you're really supposed to have.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And you're going to meet a man and he's going to have a child. So you're going to be a mother, but you're not going to have your own.
Okay, next. What if I... Oh.
Yes?
Hi. I just can't...
She was like that blunt. Like, you're like, oh, okay, yeah.
I just can't seem to lose the weight.
Well, you're allergic to dairy. That's what it is, Montel. There's a lot of people, what people don't know is that there's a lot of people that have all the calories go into one spot. Remove the dairy. Remove the dairy.
My God,
and start
you.
Eating watermelon.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
we got to
yes.
find some of those clips.
Do you have another question? I've got a feeling this. Just ask me.
I can't seem to get a job. I don't know what the problem is. Am I ever going to work again?
It's a problem, Montel, with everybody. you need to get into computers.
Okay. So we need to get. Okay.
I have computers a question about my mom. The next big thing.
My aunt has been missing. My mom has not talked to her sister. She went missing sometime like in the early aughts. We don't know.
Drugs.
Oh. Wow.
She didn't want anyone to know. But she was addicted to. Ugh, Montel, this is so hard. It was a mixture of different drugs. She didn't mean to die, but she did.
Oh, she's dead. She's not just.
No. She's gone. She's gone.
These things check out, though.
Yeah.
They sound good. I mean, you could actually do this. And it probably
it
nine
so
times, like five
good,
times
but the
out
only
of 10,
the
you'd
ones
be right.
I've seen on YouTube are the ones like debunking all the time she was wrong about stuff. But like, I loved it. I was obsessed with it and how she'd eat her nail and everything.
We need to see the ones where she's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Girls.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry to hear about my aunt. So, I mean, I think it was she loved a painkiller.
So speaking
killer,
of our speaking of our predictions today, we're going to end on the predictions.
Okay.
Sorry to say it, I don't think Britney's pregnant. Second of all, I think Blac Chyna is going to get nothing, and then the Kardashians will get. She'll owe the Kardashians like $600,000 for legal fees, and Johnny Depp and Amber each gets nothing. Go. What do you think?
Okay, one, I will be glad if Britney's not pregnant, and I say that with love.
Okay.
I'll be, like, a little relieved. I think she needs a little more time.
Okay.
I think that those lawyers must cost more than $600,000.
Okay.
Just from knowing Roy Black. So he makes probably $600,000 a day.
Okay.
So I'm going to say if she does lose, I mean, unfortunately, she has to pay her own lawyers, too, I think.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, she doesn't?
No, because they were suing, hoping to get the money and then take 40%.
Okay. I don't – you're probably right. I think you're right. But I hope that they have to pay her just a couple million.
Okay.
Yes, I believe that Britney Spears is – I think that she might have gotten pregnant for a second and then lost it. And I agree with Brandy. I hope that she gives it a minute because – you know, and
as much as we
love,
all want,
said with love, love
no,
Britney,
no car
love.
Seat, Cheetos on the thing. We just, want it all, but know, we need a,
you know, I think that Blac Chyna is going to get a couple million just. And I think the Kardashians are going to have their lawyers create a something where she's in order to get that money. She's going to have to bug off. She's going to be able to see her own kid. And that's going to be it. And if she ever tries anything again, I think that the document they come up with that she will sign
and
will
then
destroy her life.
Well, just she yes. won't be able to go lurk on their shit anymore.
If she, I think she's gonna get a couple mil,
and you better fucking behave.
And if you don't, we're going to destroy you, and you'll never see that kid again. That I bet you that's in there. And then what was the other one? Oh, Amber yeah. and Johnny. No one's getting anything, and just Johnny.
Just and do you predict? Please. Oh, and you think yeah. that he'll start getting work? Because I
yeah.
definitely
100.
As tragic yes. as a lot of this was, it did. I feel rehab his image.
But I don't,
of,
and I think her career will be over.
Over,
yes, and we can only hope.
Yeah, she will over. Not be getting parts in anything.
Thank
she's
God.
She's going to try and do some stunts. Mm. She'll definitely try and do some stunts. You know what I mean?
Like but you mean thirst traps?
Yeah, like she'll do some stunts. Like yeah, she's stunt already got with some dumbass lesbian who's working with her.
Yeah.
And that idiot. And so they're going to now, she's going to.
Yeah, she'll go get into some like non-binary throuple with like.
Yeah.
It'll be all bullshit. It'll be all her stunting to get whatever she's trying to get.
But I do think it's going to be hard when she takes the stand and trying to discredit someone who's talking about physical abuse and. That's going to be a hard thing to see, but we'll see. It hasn't happened yet. All right, girls. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your fun.
Just go to our website, julieandbrandy.com. We have a political podcast. It's a liberal political podcast. If you don't think you can handle it, we have been recently. not been able to get jobs because our shit is too extreme. Apparently, we're like QAnon, but on the other end.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I'm like high five for us. Like,
all right. Like,
I didn't think we're that extreme, but apparently we are.
So okay. You know, and that's mm-hmm. free. And then
at least you can always keep your tweets on then, right?
Yeah.
Now that Elon is there, go.
Just keep it. Yeah. Right. We're gonna keep it rocking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then just go to our website, julianbrandy.com. We have a Patreon podcast that costs money. It's not politics. It's not gossip or tea. It's really just like, and this could be another reason we don't get jobs. It's like us doing whippets and weird illegal shit like that.
We go to escape rooms. We're going to be talking about Days of Our Lives next week.
All just right. Let's get into it. It sounds fun.
Yeah.
And
riveting.
Mine is heathermcdonald.net, where you can get all the Juicy Scoop merch. I have a scrunchie for my hair. Oh. I have sweats.
Oh,
I have
sweats are cute.
Cute sayings. I have socks. We have the dog bibs. The little what do you call it? Handkerchiefs? Bandanas.
Oh, that's cute.
I have I'm a Delight for your baby. Phone cases. We got it all. And everyone, thank you so much.